A lot of exciting things happening this weekend, led by the Carrboro Film Festival, which gets underway tomorrow, Saturday the 18th, and runs through Sunday the 19th, all at the Art Center in Carrboro. Huge event on Carrboro's annual calendar. 44 movies of varying lengths, genres, all of them terrific, all of them definitely worth checking out. And we are joined now by a couple very special guests. First of all, Nick Beery,
Hello.
Who is a director, filmmaker, and the heart of the Carrboro Film Festival.
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me in, Aaron. This is awesome.
And we're also joined by Erin Dangler, who is an actress, and she's going to be performing in, or she is performing, has performed, I guess the filming's
yes.
already wrapped up, right?
Performance has happened.
Yes.
In Iron, which is a movie that's going to be screening at the festival tomorrow afternoon in the 3:15 to 5:15 p.m. block, so we'll talk about that. Erin, thanks for being here with us, too.
Well, thanks for having me, Erin.
So, yeah, this makes it easy for Nick.
It's been a long time.
I'll just call you Aaron, too.
Two Aarons.
Yeah, let's go for it.
It happens to me quite frequently.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. You only need one other Aaron if you're already Aaron.
And you're on the air. Aaron is on the air.
Aaron
exactly.
on the air.
Yeah.
Two
that's
Aarons
great.
Are
there
on
you
the
go.
Air.
Aaron on air. There you go.
There you go.
Well, that's it. Good night, everyone. All right, Nick, tell us about the festival for people who don't know. 12 years this has been going on.
Yeah, Carrboro Film Festival was founded back in 2006. Jackie Helvey and I started it with several other people. And we've just been continuing it year after year after year. It's sponsored by the town of Carrboro, as well as some other area merchants and companies. And we're so grateful to them that we can bring incredible films from around the world and around the corner to the Arts Center every week, every year, the weekend before Thanksgiving.
Yep. How has it changed since 2006?
It's grown. It started, when we first received films, they were on VHS. Do you remember that?
Yes, I
yeah.
do.
Yeah.
Even in 2006, that was DVD era.
But there were some submissions from VHS.
Right.
And now it's all online, all the submissions and all that's been, you know, streamlined. But as far as the festival goes, we only accepted short films, 20 minutes or less, from North Carolina filmmakers. Mm. Today, we accept films from around the world of any length, any genre.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah, and some feature length movies. We had Anthony Williams on a couple weeks ago talking about Thicker Than Blood, which
he's great, and his film is awesome. You got to come see it.
It's a terrific one. You've got, an hour-long documentary on Mayberry, right?
Yeah,
it's gonna
that's
be one
right.
of the
yeah.
keys.
That's Bill Hayes' film.
Yep.
That's Saturday night. Real Mayberry. That block actually is great. We've got a documentary about a roller skating rink above a post office.
That's all documentaries,
Wilmington.
Right? Yeah.
Force B1
yeah.
is a Star Wars type film made by a 12-year-old.
A 12-year-old,
in
yeah.
Rocky Mount.
Yep.
Yeah, Thomas Paris the
Fifth. That's great.
But let's talk about Iron.
That's awesome. Yeah, Aaron, tell us about Iron. This
Iron is Aaron's film.
Yep.
Yes, it was made by UNC School of the Arts, a fourth-year student, Brian Faircheck, and I was really impressed when I read the script. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times actors will do films at the School of the Arts to build up their reel or whatever. And I read the script and I thought, wow, this is a very mature script.
Yeah.
It's about an aging bodybuilder who's having a lot of self-doubts and meets up with this free-spirited middle-aged single woman.
Played by Erin Dangler.
But at the same time, he's met by his demons, which is represented by this other really sexy woman in the gym, which is not played by me.
Dual role? Okay. Oh, that's awesome.
It's a great short film, and I might want to say, like you said, the UNC School of the Arts, as well as UNC here, but the UNC School of the Arts really focuses on filmmaking, and every year they submit dozens of films, literally, and we're able to take a few of them every year, you know, if the selection committee believes that they're good.
Right.
Iron is another example of a great film, and I was really happy to see you in it. Is that the first one you've done with the School of the Arts?
I've done some, like, second-year ones, but I don't know if they ever went beyond, you know, past the editing room.
Yeah. So tell us about your background as an actress.
Well, I've been acting my entire life. Mm-hmm. I was, you know, one of those obnoxious kids in elementary school that would constantly perform plays for their peers and whatever. And I studied theater at Denison University with Jennifer Garner, and she was a classmate of mine.
Awesome.
And did theater most of my life, and then when I had children, I realized, boy, I can't stay up till midnight and do 8 shows a week. So that's when I got into film and television, so I could, you know, work for a day and make some money. And so I've been doing that for about 25 years now.
Wow.
Aaron is Aaron. Erin Dangler.
Yes. Erin Dangler is great.
Is great for the community. She really helps out. She does a lot of things with the, with school kids, teaching them acting and videotaping them for auditions and things. So she's just a huge asset to our community.
Yeah, and actually, totally unrelated to the movie, tell us about Broadway Bound, which is how we actually met 2 weeks ago at Tiger Chill.
Well, and we've actually just rebranded, and we now are Beyond Broadway Studios, of which Broadway Bound USA is a part.
Okay.
And
okay.
we teach musical, we are musical theater training program for children, teens, and tweens, although we are expanding into all areas of the performing arts. Mm-hmm. And we use musical theater scripts and reviews to teach children the process of putting on a production from beginning to end. Mm-hmm. And it's for kids of you know, any level of experience. So we hope that they're either stepping on stage for the first time or they're coming back for their 10th show, and that they build confidence and self-esteem.
Yeah, so Nick's absolutely right. Erin Dangler is legit, and she is going to be in Iron, which is Saturday during the block from 3:15 to 5:15 in the afternoon at the Carborough Film Festival. CarboroughFilmFestival.com is the website, by the way, if you want more information about the full schedule, all of the 44 movies, info about all of them, what's playing when, ticket information. It's all going to be at the Arts Center downtown Carborough. So the movie that you were in, Iron.
Yes.
What was your favorite part about making it?
I actually really liked the opening scene. It was a short shoot. It was 3 days. Mm-hmm. But the opening scene when I play an art teacher. And so I'm actually in an art studio, and they had art students sketching this bodybuilder.
Right.
And just sort of watching that process and watching the actor, Ed Hall, who played the bodybuilder, is a professional bodybuilder. He's not an actor.
It would be hard to build up if you're just a regular scrawny
You've got two
actor.
Months to bulk up for this movie. Yeah.
He definitely looked the part.
Oh, yeah. And he really had to be, you know, you've got to kind of be really obsessed with that sport to understand the role. But he had never acted before, but he did a phenomenal job. It's not easy.
Very believable. The whole thing was very believable.
That's awesome. So how did he get hooked up with the movie? Did they?
Brian had just researched and just reached out to bodybuilders that would be able to give up 3 days of their training to come in and do a film.
Right.
And he couldn't eat anything on craft services. He had to eat. He had to bring his own food. You know, his trainer was mad at him, actually. But
still to this day, and I assume this will never change, every time I'm talking about a movie and I hear the phrase craft services, I imagine a table full of cheese.
Yes.
Right?
Craft cheese. True.
Like just a whole bunch of macaroni and cheese on it, which is probably not what it is.
Which is very rarely do we have macaroni and
cheese. Right.
It's probably more donuts.
Yeah, the M&Ms are what I go for.
Nice.
Sometimes
sandwiches
fruit.
Occasionally. Yes. Yeah. All right, so Iron is going to be playing during this block on Saturday afternoon, as is Rabbits, which, Nick, is your movie.
Totally coincidentally, but in that same block on Saturday, the film that we made in November through February of this year, Rabbits is playing. We shot that over at the Museum of Art last November when those huge blow-up rabbits showed up.
Oh,
I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah.
From Australia. Beautiful blow-up. I mean, we're talking 5 stories tall. And I knew there was a film there somewhere, but I didn't know what the story was going to be. But I shot the footage. They gave me permission to shoot them coming and setting them up and building. And I thought I was going to do a documentary, but it turned into a narrative. And I added people to the film later.
Oh, that's cool.
That's awesome.
So, it's actually a beautiful film about an adult brother and sister who recently lost their dad.
Yeah.
And they're meeting to spread his ashes.
Okay.
The rabbits appear.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
So how does that compare to previous movies that you've done? Because I imagine there are plenty of other examples of someone, like the initial inspiration comes from seeing something, like a really cool thing that you're seeing, and then building the narrative around
this
it.
This was completely different.
Yeah.
First of all, there were two things at play. One was these rabbits were coming to town for 5 days.
Right.
So I only had a limited time, and I didn't have a story yet. And then Danny Elfman, the composer, was offering some of his music for free to short filmmakers. To make a film by a certain date and show it at the Los Angeles Film Festival. Total coincidentally, the music was called Rabbits and Rogue.
Oh.
Totally.
Okay.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's serendipity.
So listening to the music while walking my dog over and over and over again, thinking about the footage we had shot, and then the inspiration just came to me. I just saw ashes in a coffee can. I mean, I thought that in my head, and I'm like, that's the story.
Yeah.
Ashes in a coffee can, and let's build something around
that. How did you go from rabbits to ashes in a coffee can?
I was
going to
say the same thing.
Well, you know, the rabbits, when I saw them at night after they were blown up, families came.
Okay. Oh,
families came. It was, and not just the kids were like amazed, adults were amazed.
Yeah.
So this was this magical thing. It was dark, and these rabbits light up from the inside. Mm-hmm. They actually have lights inside them. And I'm like, this is magical. So something magical, something family, and then of course you have to put conflict into a story.
Everyone's gathering together for a reason.
And we hate death. Yep. We hate death, but that's conflict.
Yeah.
So that's where it all came from.
Really cool.
Yeah. But if we have 1 second, I want to tell you about a couple films.
That was the next question.
Oh,
so
great.
Just to, like, summarizing both of those movies, Iron Ann Rabbits, 3:15 to 5:15 during that block on Saturday.
Yeah.
CarboroughFilmFestival.com is the website. Check it out for tickets and more information. Other highlights include.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. Well, on Sunday, we're going to continue on Sunday with a lot of short films.
Mm-hmm.
And in the 5 o'clock block, we have The Bride of Frankie, which is a great film. It's a takeoff on Frankenstein, The Bride of Frankenstein. It has a gay theme to it, and it's just an awesome, beautiful black and white, made with very limited budget, but it's a beautiful, beautiful film. And right after that, and that's a film made not from the area. Mm-hmm. Debbie Snively made it. I'm not sure where she's from, but I met her years ago in Kansas City. Zombie Girlfriend comes right after that film, which is a great local film.
With Tracy Coppedge.
Tracy Coppedge, a guy brings home a zombie girlfriend for
like
dinner.
You do. Yeah.
Like one is wont to do.
Yeah.
And hilarious.
What do you eat for dinner if you're a zombie? Are you just sort of sitting there politely watching other people?
You know, Aaron, that's the question that will be answered Sunday at the Arts Center.
I can text Tracy.
Anyway, those are just two of 40, like you said, 44 incredible films.
What are the, are there themes to the blocks a little bit These are unusual love stories I'm seeing.
That's correct.
Right.
That's correct. But I will say that the Carborough Film Festival prides itself on being a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
We've always said, if you're not crazy about one film, wait 5 minutes.
Yeah.
There'll be another one. There'll be an animation. There'll be a comedy. There'll be a drama. There'll be a serious documentary. I mean, we have so many great films.
Sherlock Jr. Buster Keaton,
1923 classic. And that actually was scored by Noah Balamuki, who's a UNC student. And one of his buddies is going to perform the score live.
Awesome.
That kicks off the festival tomorrow at 11:30.
Oh, that's really
It's
great.
Awesome. No, there's nothing like seeing a silent film
with live music.
With live music.
That's going to be really good.
Yeah.
CarboroughFilmFestival.com is the website. Nick, Aaron, before we let you go, anything else that people ought to know, should know, want to know?
Yes, they must know this. Popcorn is free.
Oh my gosh,
I'm there.
Popcorn is free,
I'm
freshly
so there.
Popped.
Right?
Yeah.
Right in the lobby. And actually, we're going to have someone there making T-shirts. Making T-shirts.
Like, while they're there at the Arts Center?
Yeah. You can, in the lobby, they're going to be making a Buster Keaton shirt and a Carborough Film Festival shirt.
Oh, that's awesome.
Which is really cool, too. Yeah.
CarboroughFilmFestival.com is the website. Go there. It's Saturday all day. It's Sunday all day. Come for one block. Come for them all. It's going to be a terrific festival, as it always is. Nick Berry, Aaron Dangler, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Aaron. We appreciate it. See you tomorrow.
Thanks.